fucking something like that. I don't know. I'm talking about this issue right now. I think that Mama and Sending Disney, Sujah Tendi, and then the ship. There's a country, and then you're my Thomas. Tamama and Chi, Temple, Mama Sending, and so not any Chenda to Shuma. What's in Chile, and Chi? I'm not sure you're going to have here. What the issue is this?
So to resume from where we stopped or we left off, talking about relating to the Guru, it says, this way, or in this way, if you relate to a spiritual mentor according to the letter or liturgically, after having found a spiritual mentor, then you will receive all goodness in here and hereafter. So, conversely, we need to know that if you don't have a spiritual mentor to show us the path, or even if you have one, but your relationship with the Guru has gone sour due to your attitude to the Guru, then accordingly, you would receive or suffer a series of drawbacks. Nimik means drawbacks here and hereafter, and thus suffer a great deal of Tugnil means misery. Thus, we need to further know that it is the Guru who is the foundation or the root of all qualities, ranging from decrease in one of an item of weakness, human weakness, or conversely, the development an item of one quality, as well as from developing all spiritual qualities, ranging from attaining one item of virtue to ultimately receiving or attaining the state of union of body and mind, that is to say, the state of union of enlightened body and mind in one entity. This is an epithet of a Buddhahood. Anyway, so we need to know, thus the Guru is the foundation of all qualities.
Kunjumuwa ya dani che ni yichwa gang
Then reflecting or thinking seriously that Guru is the epitome. Dani means the epitome or the entity, epitome of the entity of body, speech, mind, and spontaneous incessant services of Buddhas to our sentient beings, and thinking that the Buddha, that Guru is the very nature of Buddha's body, speech, mind, and dynamic activities. And that conviction that the Guru is the agent and epitome of all these qualities of the Buddha in one is called training to develop conviction in the Buddha. Sorry, in the Guru. So, when it becomes possible for one to have a perception that the Guru, possible for one to develop perception and a conviction that the Guru is a Buddha for you, Buddha for me, or Buddha for me, then Sankhya Mugi Jinrubi Jubu Ngongwe, it becomes possible accordingly by dint of that conviction to receive Buddha, to receive the blessings of an actual Buddha. Given this crux, Lamrim texts, Lamrim teachings or Lamrim texts say that first of all, we need to see the reasons for seeing the Guru as a Buddha. And no. So anyone who helps one educationally and who facilitate learning ranging from one's parents, teachers at school, and then spiritual mentors and all that, anyone who contributes for one's growth through education and through training, it's considered very important for one. For example, in the beginning, when we come to the world, we have no knowledge of the of ABC or Tibetan alphabet and whatnot. But we are trained by and by in the processes of growth. And anybody, rather all people who contribute at different stages of that growth towards one's learning are considered very important. So our parents play a vital role in contributing towards our growth, right from the early childhood at home. They teach us the basic practical lessons at home, how to relate to people, and what is right and what's wrong. And then they send us to school, they meet the expenses, and they work. In many cases, parents sacrifice their own comfort, resources for comfort and so on, for children's education and growth. And it is such sacrifices that parents have made that children blossom into healthy citizens. And now the role of guru is even more significant in that what guru teaches, what a qualified, experienced guru teaches one becomes source of goodness, material, spiritual goodness in this life and life after here, and right up to the stage of our highest enlightenment. The gurus never have a sense of niggardliness, not sharing things. They give the very crucial factors needed for ultimate growth into Buddhahood. And therefore, if only one has the will, and if only one develops the conviction, therefore, regardless of the guru's appearance to one at this stage, for me, the guru is a Buddha. And if only one develops that conviction, then everything will be grounded. Everything will have a sound, firm grounding. So I have mentioned before, what I'm doing is I'm covering the very important part of a Buddhist practice, the foundation of practice, relating properly to the guru. By that I don't mean I have asked you clearly not to see me as your guru. But having said that, I can't withhold the information about how important it is, and that it needs to be made plain that relating to guru is at the heart of spiritual growth.
Cheta lori no se ma na ji chi je ne na ma na ma ke ma ne so se chi sa da lang ye ta wa da ta ji ji ko bo le ya ne lo ya me ji wa ti ne ba ji ta na ma le ya ne na ma le ten zu ma nu ba ji ya so se ji ni ne ya ne de ta le be ya ke chi mo shi wo ji cha we sa de
So Lamrim teachings, Lamrim texts, as well as we saw the other night, that even if all one's qualities are developed, like a boat intact, but if there's no somebody moving the oars, the boat fully, the boat intact will not move to the other shore. In the same way, just through one's learning and whatnot, the body of your knowledge may be complete. But if one doesn't have a guru, the X factor needed for that all important breaking free from samsara towards Buddhahood will not happen.
是当呢，即农村里啊，是农村外呢。那马上做呀，当面，头先月经黄毛的时候，是不是呢？几个就把体教起来呗。那即开窍么做了，体教起来呢，所以就没发觉的发体教起来，没发觉的呀，即多巴的呀，他先弄开始呢，那你即一点的呀，所以说清明的嘛东西的，所以说劝了我们啊，那他就从里啊，农村东西，你学教了是。
So Buddhism also stresses that it is important we all have our harmonious, friendly relationship. Each one respecting the other, or the younger respecting the older generation. And so anyway, mutual respect is considered as important start, and when one respects other people, it's not that you will lose face or you lose something. Instead, with that respect, you may gain qualities that they have. So respect, which is an expression of love, also works in our interaction with animals. When we have a respect for animal rights, in the knowledge that they also seek happiness, and therefore respect their dignity, care for them, then the power of love wins animals' love of one. If that happens in an interaction with animals, it's bound to happen in our interaction among humans.
那是当地上进入同学学会呢，那南面的呀，慢慢发展起来，南面慢慢启动起来，那江浙呀，去发展农业呀，发展东北呀，或者这里的铁路都给这些会呢，今天从这些会呢，那地方发展，去发展点的呀，那你瞧过来是。So
not only spiritually is it important that we understand Then the mutual respect and we acknowledge mutual dependence. Guru depends on the disciples. For the guru to have success in their mission to help sentient beings, they need to have disciples. And for disciples to blossom on the path and stages, they need to depend on the guru. So this principle of interdependence is at work right at the start of the Buddhist practice. And not only is it at work, and it's crucial for success. It is also at work in the mundane or rather secular affairs. For example, at home, at work, and in all human situations, the principle of respectful interdependence, respectful acknowledgement of each other is crucial. So going back to the text where it said that if only you have the will, conviction to see your guru as not as your guru is Buddha for you, then all spiritual developments will happen and will be based on firm grounding. In the light of this, all Lamrim texts or Lamrim teachings stress three things. Number one, that it's vital to see guru as Buddhas. It's vital that we see guru as a Buddha. Number two, why we can see gurus as Buddhas. How is it possible? If only one trains, you will be able to see guru as Buddha. And then the third point, to jigartawa, and how to see guru as Buddhas or as Buddha.
But jinshibe kadi jiden kiwa shiwa tensa tena yede kunju jiji to jin jize ati to digu to jin de ane shibe ya kadi jiden kiwa shibe ya ati sangyo sares jinse tena yede jiji no yede kunju jiji to jinse wa
nade
yede jiji sa wa
So in the opening stanza of this text, and there's a word which says kind guru, or the kind guru, the word kind. So the word kind suggests the need to, the word kind suggests the need to develop a sense of reverence and respect for the guru. For what guru, the kindness is, gurus or a guru showers upon one are crucial factors for one's growth.
That's a genius thought. You take on your teacher to change. Jesus said, Roger the Jan, Jesus said, and again, Sami Shavia, Tin, Roa, Plata, Jerry, Super Novata, Joa, and Juchi, Super Novat, Majiroa.
So in the opening, again, a word in the opening stanza says je, the last word of the first line says yuanting kunji xiju tinjin je, they're venerable. And now here, je, the Sanskrit equivalent of the Tibetan word je, which is translated as the venerable. The Sanskrit is swami. You know swami? Have you heard of the word swami?
Yeah.
The word swami refers in Sanskrit to the crown jewel, or the crown jewel of all beings. Okay. Rawatatam jebe. All beings, including celestial beings. I said that again. The word venerable in Sanskrit means is swami. And the word swami means somebody who is worthy of veneration, on the crown of your head. Like, you know, the kings and the queens have a crown, so the crown jewel. And the word Swami is like somebody so holy that is worthy of veneration for all beings, even including worldly celestial beings. So the next few lines of the commentary read, destitution temple. So now, holding the venerable as if like a crown jewel, one submits oneself to the guru. Okay, one gives or one submits, one surrenders to the guru's guidance. As a Buddhist scripture called array. As avenue, avenues of trees, you know, as array of forest trees. There's a Buddhist scripture called the array of trees or stately trees. The Sanskrit name is the Kanta Yuva Sutra. So that scripture, in that scripture, Buddha says that a spiritual trainee should relate to the spiritual mentor, cultivating nine attitudes, like the attitude of a diligent, or rather, the attitude of an intelligent, conscientious child of a parent, of our parents. So, in brief, we need to take on board and act accordingly, act in accordance with instructions on the chapter on relating properly to the guru. For example, if you want to build a house, or if you want to build a building, then if the building is counted, or if the building is built on a strong foundation, comfortable one, the building will be quite stable, and rather will be stable.
Lundesu and yune shunju paje rang yodu shunwa la kaze meba nama tobi ya nishi tembu nyeba shene nene shinya shinya sombe ya tenzi jo kona sveta shinu tawa jiba tawa rang shidun dili nche yewa ina dili ya fazi tenje na ko tembu chawara wasi ting nuji ya shinya tenzi tong yago tenje wa ina kura wabili wa
Or if a tree has firm root systems, then it will yield foliage, branches and fruits year in, year out. In the same way, if our practice is grounded on sound, healthy rapport with a spiritual mentor, then all spiritual fruit, all spiritual fruit, meaning spiritual insights, spiritual and spiritual knowledge or insight, ranging from the first topic. The first topic about the preciousness, the dynamism of human life, up to the development of the stage of rather up to attaining the stage of a Buddhahood, all route of spiritual fruit would effortlessly would be received. And so in the light of this, we need to put effort into relating properly to the Guru. So then it's laboratory gave it and shepherd it. So anyway, so it is okay. It is for this reason in the opening stanza there's a phrase in the third line of this translation, seeing this clearly or seeing this well. So well means seeing this fact, the all important role of a guru and the all important factor of relating properly to the guru. And then we need to seeing, it says seeing that the guru is a Buddha or a real Buddha for one, Jue Tenzu, then we need to relate to the guru now through action. So now, everybody, please bear with us. Okay, seeing guru as real, as actual Buddha for one, that means now you have the psychological framework needed as the foundation of the path. And the psychological part is that you have the will, conviction in you that that guru is a Buddha for me. Now, if that is the case, how would you relate to him or to her through action, through body, speech, and mind? And of this it says, Jue Tenzu. Then, how do you relate to the guru through action is do it. Do everything that will please your guru. Do everything as described in the guru disciple relationship chapter. That will please the guru. And particularly from Tantra point of view, we need to relate to the guru in accordance with a Buddhist short text called the 50 stanzas or the 50 verses on guru disciple relationship. And to this end, Gajang Hulangde, although sometimes it would be demanding to relate to the guru, to the letter, but we need to put effort in this, and that's why in this one says. Okay, with great respect and diligence. The word diligence is used to show, although at times it would be very daunting, demanding, but never give up. And relate to the guru. And how do you relate to the guru? To please the guru through action, make simple offerings. You know, simple offerings. Number one, number two, rindu, and to offer simple services. Offer simple services and respect. More important, number three, then translate the teachings guru has given into actual practice. And if you do this, the latter ones will be more pleasing. The latter ones will have a more impact on pleasing guru than the former one. What it means is guru would be most pleased with one through your practice than through offering shout upon the guru. So we need to relate to the guru in many different ways. In terms of applying oneself humanly possible to the practice of teachings given by the guru.
अने सोनम जी ने कले चुता शुयों रांगी तें कोना ले शिला तेंदे जी शेरे यम शे बाता दानी तावा द थम्ची चेम था से नूंदे शागी चां तादा रानी ची नूंदे ला मोफा नौ वातावे जरे जरे वे कांद अने नूंची तो था तेजा सदा अने शीन दे बाला अने ची सोसो चुपो या पहन दो या रचे पायें बा तेरो अने तेपे है तो तेरे या अने ची सोसो अने ची अने थावा तो तोनी ची मुकुमो रोबा अने ची जिन से जिन तंजे लिया पहने तो क्या बात नहीं सुनी सर ओ
नाउ सो the last thing what we just said was we need to be able to relate to the guru in all different ways. For example, Shinsala, Sabin Devana. For example, when a farmer sows seeds in the fertile field, Sabin ki, Sonam ki, Kale, Jitru Chuyang. Although farming entails a lot of physical hard work, they know that the hard work is for their own good. And So when you work the field, cultivate, protecting the soil and sowing the seed, it is for the farmer that they do it. But when the farmer works the land, the farmer doesn't do it for the land, and the farmer doesn't show any sense of indignation and demands indebtedness of their work on the land. In the same way, Narva.
तो था सर अने नोटो शेकी जान तादा रानी जी नोटो ला मोहा नोमा तावन जेबे कांड नोटी तो जाने गिविशी ने तादा बे ने जी थावा तो थंजी जेबे बे रोवा ला ता सोसो नोटो शेकी जान पे ना मी नोमा तो जाने मी नोमा ले या नोटी तो में तो जाने ता गिविशी ने चले 아치 밀릉에 밀롱아지나 코팅에 거어와
네
뒤 노지야 기비 남아 기비시니에 세야지 그때 나도 소나 마노 바지가 저쟁이 왔다 드는 좀 저러
similarly 단위 타바다 탐제 캠바 타바 제크경 although one should do everything for one's liberation in the state of nirvana, or one's liberation in the state of highest Buddhahood. However, at the moment, rangyi means one is quite confused about, as if like a blind person, to see what is the right thing to do towards movement to Buddhahood, and what is the wrong thing to do. So, here we need a guide, like a blind person. These days with blind, you know, guide dogs, and the blind person needs a guide to help them move to the destination. We also need the guidance of a spiritual friend, meaning gurus. A lot was read and translated, and if you have any questions, please. So what is covered here is really condensed presentation of a huge body of information available elsewhere on this chapter of relating to the Guru. So please become conversant, become knowledgeable about these very important issues, and whoever is your Guru, root Guru, then apply the knowledge you gain from different reading from those sources to the practice. And between us is all a matter of friendship rather than guru-disciple relationship. Our connection is not formal guru-disciple. Ours is just a connection of friendship.
अने चाहो जो ची शीरा ये वास हैं लोमा सांचे इस या सोची मिने तबाई ना मिच्छे सोले या ची सोले या जिसे ट्रियां ये वास
नॉन
ली बाई इतना सोची कनोर डाल ये वारेस
सो व्हाट इस कॉल्ड फॉर हियर वेर इस बीइंग एबल टू सी गुरु बीइंग एबल टू सी दैट गुरु इस बुद्धा. And it's very demanding, really demanding. And however, if one does develop that conviction, then magic begins to happen, as it were. As I told you, the story of relics coming from dog food, for example. Yes?
Question of a couple of us talking after Sunday's teaching on suffering and not harming others, and then it kind of came up again this teaching about like relationships with animals and not harming them and respect and stuff. And I know that talked with a couple of people around like vegetarianism and Buddhism and how a lot of Buddhists don't still eat meat, and I don't know, like in the Chinese tradition they're quite more strict, but how like to get Geshe-la's opinion on that, because just people asking like how
come Tibetans eat meat?
Oh, in Tibetan Buddhism in general, that there's when there's this thing of like don't harm beings and stuff like that, how they go together.
What should I do?
Hide in shame, Tibetan Buddhism.
No, Geshe-la. Kaza Geshe-la san nimal rawa. Energy ke kemdu ka lapje kol amne se tande te khagwa da ke de lapje kol ka na bre se ba ani ki kemdu chol kyap se on chol kun chol kyap se sobai na ra ba khagwa lapje de simje la ne ba ka ko ba re se ka ba lapje de se ba simje la an de simje to kuzi shu ba re jam ba chu ne ba ji ki wa ma so ba re and de ge na chi an de ro kon da ye ra ba ane chige sunjunarlens geshela sunjunarlens chige pan pensun chige ta chige guzi shugreis ane chashe ne simjin la pa jambu chevene roba chewa chene simjin zu ane chige yoy ono yoyreis roba simjin la ane chewa chige chige de yogudu kyazan at the end of Sunday teaching san yime sunju jela asa geshela san yime sunju jela nanzu kashe chige Geshe Jones, they have a talk, Geshe-la. And, Ani-chae-san, Ngay-yong-tay-ka-la, Nang-pay, Ani-chi-sim-chin, Tsao-ma-chi-s-ka-nang-go-a-re, Ka-p-ka-la, Ka-p-na, Nang-pay, Sha-sa-go-a-ba, s-wa. Sha-sa-ya-de, Ani-sim-chin, Tsao-ro-go-a-ma-re, s-wa. Ben-cha-sha-na, Gyami-chu-lo-ra-ba, Chinese Buddhism, Gyami-chu, Nang-pay, very strict. This symptom is so far than the Buddhist Jewelers. Yawjogam Kitola Geshe-la Kongsu. What is Geshe-la's view? Geshe-la Kongsu Kai Namsu.
Sudani Ko Susi in a children could get so jay on my wife.
No, Geshe Koransu. Koransu.
Ben and Marazo did all the shasang in a Koransu is a gun to get so jay to the Koran no yamara. That could be any. So, if you have a child, you can't get a child. 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 You
can't get a child. You can't get a child.
You can't get a
child. You can't get a child. You can't get
a child. You
can't get a child. So it's a very pertinent, relevant question. It's very good that it is this question is raised. Now, Buddha and the Buddhist scriptures say one should not eat meat of any kind. When we say meat, not just rat meat, we also mean fish. Okay. Buddha scripture says, you will not eat any meat which you know is killed for you or by you, for you, or number two, which you have heard through the grapevine. Through the grapevine, you have heard that it could have been killed for you, or you, which you suspect, or it might have been killed for you. If you know and have killed it for yourself, you are not allowed. If you have heard that through the grapevine or immediately it has been killed for you, you will not eat that meat. Or if you, even if you suspect it could have been killed and the meat was a delicious non-veg, was surreptitiously prepared for you, you will not eat that meat. However, if you are, for example, Buddhists are practically beggars, BB. You know, Buddhists should be beggars. Buddhist monks and nuns, they beg food, remember? And beggars can't be choosers. Of course, culturally, people give. But sometimes, what is given is to be accepted, received in gratitude, rather than saying, how dare you give me meat? Don't you understand my Buddhist thing? That is not allowed either. So what is given is to be eaten in gratitude. And besides, you have not killed it yourself, and you did not hear it, you do not suspect it, and then food was given to you. All that you could do is eat in humility, in gratitude, and say some prayers.
Sadama Maharaj Dhyaya, Sopa Dhyaya, Mirza Kaniya, Sinche Ji Sehwa, Sinche Ji Maharaj Dhyaya, Maharaj Dhyaya, Takano Nyabar Dhyaya.
No, sir.
Then my name is Mirza Chumphan, Dhyaya Shad, Sinche Ji, Nyoni, Nandam, Dhyaya, Sadhyaya, Nyabar Dhyaya, Maharaj Dhyaya, Nyabar Shad, Sari, Nyabar Dhyaya, 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 Maharaj Dhyaya, Chawaya, Suchi, Nyabar Dhyaya.
So Krishna now says, if we as a community, you know, we are going to have a big party, and then we need veg and a non-veg, and now we need meat for the veg and non-veg. So let's have a bull killed for us. We order a farmer to kill a bull, and the meat is supplied, and we eat it. That is totally no. And we would get all the serious non-virtues eating meat is supposed to bring. But if we buy meat from downtown supermarket, now we will get some non-virtue of eating meat, but not as much as if our own hand is red. and eat it and enjoy it and think of, wow, that was very delicious, wasn't it? And so, you know, eating meat is bad because killing is involved. You know, for killing you need malice, or you need desire, attachment, or you do it out of sheer ignorance. So mainly, you know, killing, eating meat is bad because of killing. Killing means malice. So when you eat meat from the supermarket,
So don't matter. So when you share something, pay the new shoes, you charge them. Then you get something. Then you switch it. You charge over what?
No.
Then you go to the bank. Yours. If I am physically matter, so then you switch it. Then you go to the bank. You charge over something.
So ideally speaking, yes, eating meat should be abandoned, and it would really go a long way in promoting animal welfare and it would really be, that would be a real respect and for animal in action indeed. So preferably, we should be non-veg. So we should be vegetarian. And but if we do have to eat meat, then it's, somebody has said it's better to eat meat in humility than be a proud a vegetarian. Kishilaj now says Chinese physical Chinese body and Tibetan body are different. Tibetan children are given, you know, meat, dairy products right from very early age due to climatic condition, which is a kind of excuse or not excuse, justified, in a high altitude. You do need something, you do need some petting. Anyways, the Tibetans are given food, meat, dairy products at a young age, and if you stop completely, Geshe-la says, it doesn't agree. We get some problem with the body, Geshe-la says. Whereas Chinese, they live in lowland areas, and they have different constitution, and so they can live without meat, and it's easier for them to become.
And they can ignore them. It seems like they can ignore their constitution too.
So, any discussion? Yes.
We talk about finding your guru. Who's your guru? What's your guru? Now, I was around in the 80s and everyone followed their guru in India and Nepal and Tibet.
Yeah.
Nowadays, people still follow, we follow a guru. But I really like Geshe-la saying that look as your guru as your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it made a lot of sense by him saying that, because then you can. I'm making a statement, but I want some feedback from
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
And then you can question, like it says in Buddhism, you can still question, is this correct?
Mm-hmm.
Even though your guru, who in my mind and my story in my head is you go around and you follow and you believe everything, but because we're taught in Buddhism that we need to question. And Geshe-la says that to act, it's your friend. He's made it clear for me. Is this
okay?
Am I listening to it correctly?
Geshe-la, Pirun kala khatang da namrung gosu ne in kishila kala kuna uzun rawa an chidan an chike lama tini tang ji ten go de is lama tini de de an ji do de ge la sun ji kar sa ge shen ji shi shun do ji ro an chu chu tang ji de yo re de ni kishila ma sun sun mo zawa a yina an kharan tu lama ji ben de ta lama ji ben da rawa an lama ti ji sam ju ni chu shi ten go de is yina yang kharan tu an nga la an ji do bo du shi sha ta na sun mo zawa na ti na ya chu tong su sam du ro zawa Kansin chigma chike nangwa chigmo nangwa chigta from 1970s, 1980s, 1990s, 2000 guru 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 and kasa ka guru din guru din ya guru guru din da re and ti guru din kasan ti te guru la te ba kap ka la chige kasa ta guru ka ro da kyo no thon ba na ro ba ani ti kanji chuse ya ma desu ba to guru kanji chuse ka so ro da jo ta jo na ho da tang ba na ro ba
On the other hand, cho chik ne ane chik sajje ta wo khe ne lekhlo da ma ta ane dwa tang go res ro wa ane chik te su go res je sa ma kishla su ne chen ro wa ane ma zo la ane a ma le ane chik ki dogwe du shi sha dogwe du shi sha ne ane kishla pa ro wa gari ne kan shi cho ro wa sa wa Am I on the right track? Yakura means good. Incredibly good. The way you understood is good.
Oh, good.
Thank you. You are on the right track. So it's good to be on the safe side, you know, on the safe side. Because if the relationship between the two is observed well, especially by the disciple, then everything will go well. No, at times disciple could see something wanting in the guru, perfection, then doubt sets in. Then you begin to question the validity and the authority, and then you become disillusioned, and disillusion turning into negative thoughts. If that happens, it's very dangerous for the disciple. So, given this gravity involved in the relationship, I don't want to be the person involved in that, Krishna says. I want to be on the safe side, you know. And it's good for you, good for me, good for you to be on the safe side. Besides, to be honest, I don't have the qualities the text spells out. And how could I demand, devotion from you? And I would be demanding that at my own peril. I don't want to be. So I ask you to be my friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, can I ask another? I've met many from Rinpoches and Lama and Kishla, and you might only go to one talk or one, but there's no, as my thoughts are, no relationship, as in the friendship, the talking, the asking questions, and it is two-way. So can you choose your guru by not having a two-way relationship, only as the Lama sitting up talking and you sitting listening in a crowd of 600 people?
Kishilarwa, ane Quran tante te Lama tan, Jumu tan, ane Kishilarwa, ane Jaya Sama tarwa, Jaya Sama, ane ki lalum jawa tarwa, 아니 가수로 두 가수로 계시라 그래도 대충 가 나와서 두 version 봐. 현준 텐데 말해. 지어지 텐데 말해. 라메 로마테 로메 로마테 봐. 아니 저선 대그나이 신기다. 아 근데 라마치 순준 나와 걸 미 두께 여배 나라 봐. 아 나레는 가수리 현준 지기 지어 텐데 저 메고 떠나라 봐. 로메 Lomé Michel, Lamachil, Chase, and Hassori Lamazin, Lame and Mitty, Ned Lomé, some Mabe, another one. Till until a lot of joy and silver days. Till a daughter, Rava. Any chicken, Lame, call Lomé in some Rava. Me and Lame in some in the Rava. Take a little silver. Then a lot of joy and new Rava.
So,
given what is what we have seen, it seems that it needs to be a two-way relationship. You know, it has to be a connection needs to be formed intimately, I mean, spiritually intimately.
Yes.
And the guru needs to know that X is the disciple, and the disciple needs to know that Y is the guru. And there needs to have the bond, spiritual bond, needs to be established on in a formal way. But in public situation, no.
So do you talk to Rinpoche, will you be my guru? You are my guru, or do you just let it unsaid and just know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's not you got Mangto, church, and it's you get the Lama Jura. Most young killing a lamina run on Shukovri, that na, Kenan Lamas Rona, na, and Chief Laman killing a lamina run on Shukovri, and it's your that Sunjunagar, what? Sunjun and Sunjitin, Sim Nerva, most jail, Jacob, Matabe Nerva, Sim Muna, that being a lamine, some and Laman Chatu, Chagore, which Laman Teloges, Lamina run on Shukovri, but it's very reasonable.
गोमरे दसो तो सेन रहले होले न को करी न मेरे जी नम सर पे मैं न को सजी नी जी दिसी जा जी सोसो सम तो मैं सेन रहले होले म तो को ये ते छे मो तुम नम तो मो दे
ना मारे नम मुच चाने रे बा पण किशला रे चाचे न किशला तो जी से आ तुम ने नम नरो न सोला दे को गो वाले यान जी स्टूडियो नाओ दुख शि नाओ दुख शि जुन पाते न नम मुच इ सोला दे मे ते
ตางะนามะจิกินซัมเบนะอะเนะสุตุโหมิกะนามะจิตะโกวะนามิโหมะเกตะยะนิเตยอมะเรสุตังจิเนรวะละเนะโหมิกะนามะยะพาเจโกวะเรนามิโหมะจานชิโกงิจิเชริเซงยอมะเจตะโหมิงาจิจิเชริจิงิเชริจิงามะวะกุรุเซโหมิพัชโกวะเตนิเชวะยอเรสอะเจตะนะตะอะรวะนิเตเชวะยอเรวะ
So, first Geshe-la says, guru disciple relationship. Guru doesn't seek disciples. You know, guru doesn't say, hey, I'm the learned one, come here, and I will teach you. It's a taboo to do that. And the guru is the disciples who are interested, who want to grow, want information, that they see, they go to a person who they have checked well,
and please teach me. And then once you want to be taught by that person, regardless of what you are saying, you know, be my guru, the fact that you have gone to him or her, you know, your statement of request said it all. And then now I ask Geshe-la, what about, you know, a teaching program is organized by an organization and you just went along and, you know, in that case, Guru Geshe-la said, oh, that's the same. When the Dalai Lama gives Kala Chatra, you know, and hundreds and thousands flock. So the Kala Chakra is expensive business and really difficult to organize. Only the anyway, when Kala Chakra is organized, thousands upon thousands flocked. Does the Dalai Lama become the guru? Yes. Because nobody forced them to go there. They went there and it was facilitated by organization, made it easier, and the organization made their job easy. And, you know, in a matter of expediency, you went along, and in that case, Geshe-la says that that qualified person, such as Dalai Lama, will become the guru because you went out of the free will. So it's all up to one's mind, and therefore one Tibetan master said, the greatness and amount of blessing you receive from a guru doesn't depend on the person of guru. That means, if somebody sees the Dalai Lama as an ordinary human guru, will they get some benefit? Of course they will get the benefit of the knowledge. But they will get the amount of benefit corresponding to the attitude and perception of the Dalai Lama. If you see the Dalai Lama as an ordinary being, then the Dalai Lama, the blessing the Dalai Lama you will get from Dalai Lama would be an ordinary person that is able to give back benefit. However, if you see the Dalai Lama as a Buddha, then it's your mind. Remember, the mind constructs every reality. So when you see the Dalai Lama as a Buddha, then regardless of who the Dalai Lama is, by the sheer force of your conviction, you receive the blessing of a Buddha. And the same thing with another non-Dalai Lama, ordinary looking guru. So it all depends on your gunlo. Gunlo means motivation, your mind. And Geshe-la says, I've said it before, the teaching of the Buddha shines equally throughout the world. You know, imagine the teaching is like the sun. That's when the sun shines, it has no intention to chant some part and some part, and it, which it chants equally. But so when the sun of the teaching shines, if one doesn't go, and if one runs away from the sun, then the sun can't do anything. Krishna says.